Good work.
Good
You had that
report.
work, Justin? So Joe Mill, you know Joe Mill.
Which
Rabbi Schiller was teaching so many years in a kind of world. It was who gave him one shidduch as a reward for the kind of world to his granddaughter. I told him before. I told him he should tell it over to Rabbi Schiller. He agrees to the work. Okay, I'm sorry for the, you know, the delay, but Be'ez Hashem, we're here. And Be'ezech Nishmas Avi Mori Yachem Yisrael Pichas. We're in a series of Hilchos Tefillah Part Hey. Did our connection unstable? Okay, but it's good. You hear me? But it's also, we're holding right before Shavuos. So the Shir has to tie into Shavuos also. So I'm going to tell you some tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger are beyond description. Godless of tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And that all ties into Shavuos, tying mitzvahs. So let's do the piece of Shtickel Gemara in Brachas Chavzayin, famous sugya, and then we'll tie it in. We'll see what Rabbi Kivega says on that, and that'll tie into the Shavuos, because Shavuos is the Tayyag Mitzvahs, and we'll talk about questions of hierarchy. And we'll say you only have enough money. You can buy Zuzo, or you can buy Tefillah. Which one do you buy? Zuzo or Tefillah? You have Sukkah or Luluf? Which one? Baruch Hashem. We, you know, we live in America, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Rav Moshe, Rabbi Tendler, that's how it says over from the Shver, from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe had to use the same esrog for 3 years in a row, preserve the same esrog of Russia for 3 years in a row. It's a power, you know, we wouldn't even think that we'd use the same esrog 3 years. He knew how to preserve it.
Put it in a jar if you
can. Yes. Baruch Hashem, we live more revach, but I'll tell you another word. Tell you another word. You know, why you, they used to learn the same sechta 2 years in a row. They continue on because the Bachram didn't have enough money to buy another Gemara. So they would do the first half of the Masechta, and the next year, the next half of the Masechta. They didn't have money to buy another Gemara. And we can't, you know, fathom such things. But, so let's see what the Gemara says. Tanya. Are you lefon of shtei tefilas? So you're holding already, it's man mincha, and you didn't daven musaf yet. So it's already man mincha, you didn't daven musaf yet. So what should you daven first? Should you daven mincha first? Or she daven musaf first. Are you in the fun of shtei tefilos achas shal musaf achas shal mincha? Pal shal mincha v'chachach shal musaf. Shezu tadira v'zo eina tadira. The first she just says you daven mincha first because mincha is every day. We daven mincha every day. Musaf we only daven maybe once a week or shkoydish. We don't daven. So tadim sheino tadim. If you don't mer. It's called Shal Musaf, Chachar Shal Mincha. Mincha Musaf, if you hold it, the Zman Musaf is only for the first 7 hours. Because it's already, the Hechi Timsa is already the Zman Mincha. So it's already the Zman Mincha. It's already 12:30 or 1:30 to end. And so you have a half an hour left for Musaf, so you should rather daven Musaf because that's going to pass him. The first sheet that says no, Mincha first was Zutadir Zosaini. So that's enough. Okay, now I want to show you Rishalmi, and then we'll see how Rabbi Akiva Eiger ties in the Bavli of Rishalmi. Meredith. Rishalmi is in the end of Megillah. Azoy. Tefillah or mezuzah. Now, tefillah means tefillin. Now you look at the mefarshim, means tefillin. You have a choice. Either buy tefillin or you get a mezuzah. It's interesting because today, tefillin is much more expensive. It's not a comparison, but. I remember my bar mitzvah. So Rav Moshe Bixatz, I picked out my tefillin. My bar mitzvah, most mechudah dikat tefillin, $250. When I went for my son, many years later, $2,000 did a dikat tefillin. But Rav Bix picked it out himself. We brought Rav Shlomo Kastner. We brought a bunch of parshios, a bunch of batim, and Rav Bix picked out what he's considered the most mechudah. 200 something dollars. So back then, tefillin, you know, and mezuzah could have been, you know, same price. The parshas, how much would the batim? So you had enough money. You either spend it for tefillin or you spend it for mezuzah. So which one? Mi kodem. Which is kodem? Shmuel Omar, mezuzah kodem. So Shmuel says, mezuzah, you should buy mezuzah. More important, mezuzah. Than the tefillin. Rav Huna Omar, tefillah kodemus. Tefillin is more kodemus. So there's machoikis. Rav Huna and Shmuel, which is more chashuv? So my time in the Shmuel. So what's the reason for Shmuel that says that mezuzah is kodemus? So it says my time in the Shmuel. So the Gemara says shekain he noheges b'yamim tovim b'shabbosos. That mezuzah, shayach and Shabbos, yontif, you have a chov of mezuzah. Tefillin, you don't have every day a chov of tefillin like you have a mezuzah. Because tefillin, Shabbos is an oath, so you don't need to. And we don't put tefillin on Shabbos, we don't put tefillin on yontif. So mezuzah. Because he doesn't say. Shekini no gagas. Mezuzah is doing me with my shank ain't filling, but he doesn't say that filling. Okay. Yeah, there are other Yerushalmis that talk about my timer, the Rav Huna Shekini no gagas, with the Farshe Yom and the Hochim and Boris. There's on one hand, mezuzah is every day. On the other hand, say you're in the midbar, and you're in a caravan. So you don't have a mechiyuv mezuzah. You don't have a house. So on one hand, mezuzah is every day. On the other hand, but it's only have your house. It's tefillin, you don't need to have a house.
You need to have an arm.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. That's, you know, having an arm, that's normal. Having a house with luxury. No, I had a long trip. Meaning, because people those days would travel. You know, when you travel, even these days people travel. So then you don't have a bias.
Unless you're home.
Oh, so you're saying, well, so Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to speak about your question.
What about if you go to an Airbnb or hotel? Need a mezuzah.
Right, so you're going to see. They're not so partial that you need a mezuzah.
Now these people stay at Airbnbs for months. There's a concept called digital nomad. They work remote and they go to Airbnbs.
There we go.
I want to hear more about how
it. So, okay, we're going to get to Rabbi Kivag and see how you're. So there's no machlokes here, which has kedima. Does mezuzah have kedima, or does so? This is an important discussion. Shavuos, we kabel tayyig mitzvahs, so we take all mitzvahs seriously. But what if there's I only have enough money for one of them. So what has kedima? What has kedima when you don't have enough money for? for tefillin or for mezuzah. It's a machlokes. And then the Gemara says, Masnitzim Messiah in the Shmuel, tefillah shabala, if you have your tefillin that got worn out, you can use it for mezuzah. You can use the parsha for mezuzah. Mezuzah shabala, ain't no simus of tefillin. Mama, shemalim b'kodesh v'lo marid. So it must be that he says mezuzah, you can't make a tefillin, but tefillin you can make mezuzah. That mezuzah is more halak. Okay, so that's the machlokes of the Gemara. So now let's take a look at Murray de Ketshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger on page 4. Every tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Murray de Ketshuvas. Okay, so what's the shayla? Here's what he said. Al shaylas rum malos kavos dor so misha ein yodom asegas liknus tefillin velulov or sukkah. Tefillin lulav sukkah. So which one is more hard? Which takes kedima? Hey misha ein yodom asegas liknus mezuzah pischol lulav latzisbo. Well, lulav versus mezuzah. Hey minay kodim. So he says, Mekor HaDin, Yerushalmi Sof Megillah. So he says the whole sugya, what we just learned. So he says, V'nir Elani is Daiti. That Kavana Shekei Nohegis Bim Farsa Yomim and Dachiv Al Gufo. So Tfilin is a Chiv Al Guf. So therefore, even if you're traveling, you still have to put on Tfilin. Even though you're camping, you don't have any house. Still have to put on tefillin. So it's a chuvah, it's a guf. Meaning there's no way out of tefillin. Unless you don't have a guf knocking. So, but in a normal situation, there's no way out. Oh. So the briska rav, so there's a briska vort. Briskas hold that tefillin is not a daily mitzvah. This is the brisket of work. If I would ask you the following question, what's more chashuv? Every day you put on tefillin for a minute, you put it on 6 days a week for a minute each day, that's one person. Another person puts on tefillin on Sunday for 10 hours, and then he doesn't put on tefillin the rest of the week. So which person is more... doing more of a bit.
First guy says 6 5 years.
So we normally assume, like the Prima Gaudim, that the person who's putting it on every day, even though it's a minute a day, he's doing the mitzvah more properly than the fellow who's doing it only on Sunday.
Why?
No, because it's a chova every day. And he did the chova every day. Even though the other guy is doing more hours, but he was mevatel the mitzvah all the other days of the week. The brisket would say no. Because they say like this. If you assume, or we assume, that Laila is Izmat tefillin midoraisa. It's only a didrabanan, we don't put on tefillin and Laila because you won't be able to control your body, etc. So then, once Motzai Shabbos comes, then the chova of tefillin is from one Motzai Shabbos to the next Shabbos. It's one block of time. It's not mechulak by yom. It's one block of time. So the person who puts on the more amount of hours and minutes in that block of time is doing a more chashuv a mitzvah than the other. So that's what the brisker of held. If a person is sick, you put on tefillin one day. So you should put on extra the day after. The shayla is no. What is it going to help? Every day is its own chiyuv. They don't. The brisker of held not that way. But that's stopped. But what he's saying over here is that the shita that tefillin is more chashuv than mezuzah is because there's no way out. You're always going to have to put on tefillin. Mezuzah, if you don't have a house, You don't put on, you don't have a chiv. Or midaraisa. Oh, think like this. I don't know. I live in the Washington Heights. So it's I have a bais schura. So Tosfos Shita is that it says beisecha. So if you don't own it, chiv mezuzah is only derabbanan. So that means that midaraisa, I don't have a chiv mezuzah. Right? Unless you own it or you have a condo or whatever.
This is something.
Mezuzah is chovas hadar, right. Of dalan amadal, right. He says, the boy dark hole yomim by shul is chur. Right? Some people, they live their whole life in a bay shur. They live in Manhattan. Most people are renting, right? Because they have a condo, right? So that means that mezuzah is something that you can very often not even do the mitzvah midaraisa. Hashem can't fill, and you have to do. So of course, tefillin should take. And that was that shita. Oh, so he says, "Reisi b'sefer beis hillel, shakosa b'yardeya." Nearly the tefillin kodem was. What about sukkah lulav? Same idea. Should the tefillin chovas aguf hayin lulav? Should the locha but sukkah lulav is also chovas aguf. Halavali near the chovas aguf hainu shu malbush. So he says no, chovas aguf is more than just that you can't get out of it. It's mamish literally. It's on the guf. Cain who called them with sukkah lulav. It's on the guf. You know the famous what they say from the Vilna Gaon. That the two mitzvahs that you do with your whole body, sukkah and yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, as the Vilna Gaon said. But the Rebbe Kiveg is saying, no, but still it's different. The tefillin is mamish on your body, literally. Pshuto. So a mitzvah that you can't get. So in other words, say lulav, there's no way out of lulav. There's no way out of lulav. But it's not even though you're holding it. But it's not a malbush is more chashuv. In kol of the sukkah of lulav koshkein, but sitzes this is tashmisha mitzvah tefillin tashmisha kedusha. So that's what he's. But he says like this, ulam. Let's look at the next column, page 4, the left ulam. He says you could say another reason. Why that tefillin is more as kedima l'sukkah and lulav? Why? I knew the came the chazin l'shmul and saw the mezuzah kodemus l'tefillin shekain nogegas b'shabos is yom b'tovin. Nearly the other kavanah mishum duhanu zuru and have a mitzvah say as long as my grandma nashim chayavus. But you could say that it's nogegas mezuzah is not a mitzvah say as long as my grandma because it's nogegas shabos. Have the essay sheshaveh b'kol. You see, there's a concept of essay sheshaveh b'kol. I mean, an essay that everyone has to do. All Jewish people have to do it. So, you can title that mezuzah is an essay hashava b'kol. Women don't put on tefillin, but they have a chiyuv of mezuzah. So maybe an essay hashava b'kol, sai anoshim, sai noshim, is more chashuv, has kedima. Right? Maybe that's the pshat. Avi mitzvah says, yeah. Something that's shava b'kol is more chomer. That's the Shem pointed out. That's the gemara. Tosis and brachas. Kavod abrius is doicha. Isu she'ina shava b'kol. Because you have something that's an iser like a chveis. Is it for a nazir to be metame, a kohen to be metame? So say it's a question of kavod habrius. So kavod habrius is docha nisa sheina shava b'kol because it's not something that is for everyone. Oh, so he says like this. Is that a kedima concept of an essay Shava Bakal. It's called the Blessed Shaida Shava Bakal. So you could say that that's shot in the Shita that Mezuzah is Kaidim. Because Mezuzah is an Essay Shava Bakal. So now he says over, now he's in the Kivag is going to tie it all together. If you remember last week, we discussed whether women are chayovas and tefilas musaf. And we said two svaras why they're not chayiv. The one svar was the tzlach, because it's mitzvah esei shazman grama, and it's not rachami. So normally shachris is also mitzvah esei shazman grama, but it's rachami, so that trumps the zman grama. That trumps this man grow. But most of it's not rachami. So then it blibes him into Zesesh as man grow. And that was the tzlach. And then the Besamim Rosh, what does he say? He says that why? Because women aren't chayiv in machzis ha-shekel. Therefore, they're not chayiv in korban musaf. So the korban musaf is brought with the machzis ha-shekel. They're not chayiv. So Mamela, in their part. So he says like this. So when the Gemara says, how you lefan of state filos, when we just start off, Milcha Musaf, Milcha Kodem, the Tadiv, right, Milcha's Kodem, because Tadiv, why don't you say that Milcha's Kodem, because it's a Shavu Bakol Mitzvah, because everyone's Chayiv in Milcha. Like we said last week, remember, everyone agrees, Opi Pashtus, that women are chayiv, but they're not chayiv in musaf. So why doesn't the Gemara say the reason why you should musaf milcha as kedima to musaf is because milcha is a mitzvah, not because of tardir shonet tardir, because milcha is a mitzvah shavu b'kol, and musaf is not a mitzvah shavu b'kol. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says because milcha is tardir to musaf. Why doesn't the Gemara say the lo nokar atam the milcha shavu b'kol the noshim hayav is feels musaf ain't a shavu b'kol the tardir the noshim. The tourist between mitzvah to Musaf came in the Noshim while you shokos. Abraham Chelik Mekarbonas Sivar came. Mashu Metshuvas Besamim Rosh. You see, we saw yesterday he quoted Shulchan Aruch, but he quotes in the Tshuva also, the Besamim Rosh. That he, in other words, he likes the Svar. So you see from here that the fact that one is Shavu Bakol and one is not Shavu Bakol is not a reason to give Kedima. It's because it's Tadir. Etc. So he says. So that's what he says. He says that Shavu Bakol, he brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara says that Milchus Kodemus L'Musuf because it's Tadir and doesn't say Milchus Kodemus L'Musuf because Milchus Shavu Bakol even for Noshim not Musuf. But you see that Rabbi Kivager, so last week, holds from this far of the Psalm Rosh that women are Potter from Musuf.
Rabbi, I'm just thinking, according to the far of the Psalm Rosh, the reason why the women are Potter is because Masas are Shekel. How about Kohanim and Levim?
Oh, so we're going to get to that. So Ari Feldman Shlita asked the Kasha, how can you say that the potter from Machzis HaShekel, so that's why the potter, so then Kohanim and Levim also potter from Machzis HaShekel. So, and no one's going to say, you're a Kohen, you don't have to daven Musaf. So we'll get to that. Oh, but let's see what else he says. What about Mezuzah and Sukkah? What about Mezuzah and Sukkah? Well, first, before he says, when you fill in the Sukkah, came in the Sukkah Vaday Daraisa, it's filled suffix Sukkah Odis. Oh, so we're going to see. We'll get to it. We're going to get to it. Sukkah v'adai d'raisa, tefillin sofek, sukkah adif. says there the kavanah so daft it's filled chovas aguf suka ain't chovas aguf the shari yavim yochol lipater atzmo misuka yochol rak dvarim sheinu mechuyov misuka but mokum suka adif in the suka havi chovas aguf yeshlo in the bayim b'lal rishon of tefillin from the shkachas alo b'chol amoyed shari yavim mezuzu suka shov in the shnei meinu chovas aguf. Okay. So at the end, I want to show you Harav Einstein. And then he says here, page 7 on the right. Asfeg and the Dina Bezuzel got a sukkah, Lulu, and Hayim and Ayan, Tor, Der, Dini Kadima. The Dina Lulu, Hachra, he says, you see, there's a question, what's called Tadir? The Gemara in Zvachim says there's the concept of Tadir and the concept of Motzoi. Tadir means not that you do it more often, but Motzoi means you do it more often. But Tadir means there's a Choyva. So he writes, says, nearly Achra, came to Lichna Brasu Mikri Mezuzah Tadir, Kuyevaz Lagdimo, do Tadir and Makudus Lichna Kamadu Lulav, Mikri Tadir, Mikomoka Mabreir, Biyadal Lahakni Mezuz Shayir, so came to Mezuzah, Kudus Vululav Tadir. Okay, so let's see. But then he writes here at the end, he writes a Chiddush. That's what I wanted to show you, Rabbi Einstein. This is the famous piece of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That's a big Chiddush that we normally don't accept. He says, Agav Odio, Man Nirli Ladina, Misha Yotzami Di Rosal, Bais Achel Adosham, Yesham Zuzun. So skip the next paragraph. Nearly, you got a holach mi basil asaka b'shuk. You go every day. You go out of your house. You go to work. Sometimes you go out of town. The chora hadin shechoz the basil yivarech al mitzvah. Says if you want to be literal, that's what you pointed out. Then maybe when you come home, you should, because you weren't chayiv in mezuzah, where you didn't live there. Weren't living there. So maybe when you come home, you should make another bracha. No one does this. No one does this. No one in the world. Wow. So the answer that people give is that it was coming back. So that's considered you being dar in the bais. But he makes an interesting point. Rabbi Kivega holds that he thinks really, I don't know if he himself would ever do such a thing. But he says that in Nir Ali, that forget it. When you come home from work, every about the bus, he leaves his house, comes home. At the end of the day, he should make him a bracha on the mezuzah. Yeah, Birkei Yosef. Yeah, she written the Einu Mevarach. We'll take the bracha on Shas Kviyas and mezuzah. But he says no. But you mentioned that point, so that I want to show you that Rabbi Kiveger had this idea. But okay. But what's fascinating about this Rabbi Kiveger is this concept of what's considered kedima for mitzvahs. Oh, so let me show you. So someone mentioned the Mishnah. So let's see what the Mishnah says. If you look here, page 14, the Mishnah Shkolim. So he says like this. Tchilum is Mima Mashkinin. He's like, there's a person, say he didn't give Machzis a shekel. So you can go in his house and grab a mashkin for me until he gives it. I'll take your vase until you give. Yeah. So Mima's Mashkinin, who are we for Mashkin to make sure they give? Levim v'Yisraelim, Gerim v'Avadim v'Shechrarim, Avalo Noshim v'Avadim k'tanim. So first of all, there's a whole discussion, but look how the Bartanur teaches k'tanim. Afilu hevi shtei saros v'upachas b'ben esr.
Interesting.
If less than, for this purpose, Machzis Hashek, if you're less than 20, you're caught. So that's another kasha that's asked. But if you want to say like the B'Sam and Rosh, that if you're not chayiv in Machzis HaShekel, then you're potter from Musaf. So you mean to tell me a bar mitzvah boy, he'll be potter from Musaf till he reaches 20? Matzinu. Then he can't daven for the Amud also. How should he be motzi the tzibur? He's not even chayiv. Then and then on page 15 it says Ve'ein Mamashkin is a Kohanim. Even Rashi says even though they're chayiv in Batmanos and Rashi's show, they're darker sholom. Then the Mishnah says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hei Ben Bukhri Biavne Kol Kohen Sheshoykel Eino Choyte. Batmanos says in Dalit Avol Pisha Eino Chayiv. Kohen is definitely, according to this opinion, definitely potter. Shaila is the osser to do it, because maybe he's potter. If he gives it, then and he's not part of the tzibur for this purpose, so then he's ruining the korban. The other opinion says kol koin she'ena shokel choyke. But he has to give, but it's not choyke. So, but by the fact that you have all these shitas and no one in his right mind is going to say that that a koin or a less than 20 is potter from Musaf. Because if you say noshim are potter from Musaf because of machzis hashekel, then that you have to say about all these people. That's the cat. Marsha makes this Nakuda on page 19. Das Torah.
Not the whole thing.
Das Torah of the Sefer Das Torah was written by the Einichel, by the current of, you know, the contemporary of Shalom, the Magid of Yerushalayim. He got his saying his name. Shalom, so he put together this Das Torah from his so he quotes Shuv Matzazi B'Shut B'Sam Rosh, the bottom, the right column at the bottom. Shuv Matzazi B'Shut B'Sam Rosh, the Gam came the Noshim Peturis B'Musaf, the Siyem Yim Komokim Kornogu L'Chayim Zatman Chomitzis Zapal. He says, "I show the cost of the noshim shaloha you shoklos lohayel lahem chelik mikorbanas tzibur." And he quotes Shuvas from Rabbi Kivager. He says, "Avatzar chiyin imkain kohanim upachof beichof." If according to that shita, aim in mashkenin, ulchad manom akonim aim in chayyavim mishkolim. According to one opinion, he came yifteru mitfilas musaf. So he says it's a little schwer to say such a thing. And if you look, he quotes you to look at the Beis Yitzchak, of Yitzchak Shmelkis, on page 21. So what does he say? It says, "Matzasi b'tshuvas hagoyim al kiveger shorot zalom ada b'chol mokon elan." You know, he's had a meeting with Michal Musa, Michal Kodim, or a meeting time with But the Gemara doesn't say that. Yikar Dovri Yidoshim Turis. Slach says that. He says it also. Well, Yikar Tam came to be Mokum Korbanos Vavras Manabot Al Korbanu. Well, Yikar Musaf Hamitfil Drachim Yidoshim Chayobas. Omno Mashikosim Yidoshim Yidoshim Loyolim Chayob Korbanos Sibar Zatabua. You can go Kohanim Yidoshim Chayob Manom Yidoshim Mishkolim. He has the same question. So he says it must be, as we'll see, that women aren't chayiv, but they still get the kapara. In other words, they're still part of the tzibur. Still get the kapara for, the tumas mikdash with kadoshim. They still get the kapara of the tefillah of the korban, even if they're not mechuyev in it. Rav Yitzchak Al-Khanan also has here on page 23 in the Be'er Yitzchak. He says the same kasha. Because of going on now, the Noshim Turis, it feels Musav, if you lawyer Sholklos, Lona Hirali. Him Tikshel of Himadi Isim and Menachas. Hey, Ben Bukhri, Biam the Kokol Shoklo and Khotek, Yalde Din, Turim Hema Mishkolim. Right? Well, the same kasha the Marsham is. So it must be that you don't say this. Because then all these people, so maybe the Pesach and Rosh would say the Hanami. It's just a little bit hard to swallow. Say the Hanami until you're 20. You don't have to daven Musaf. But that's too much of a chiddush. But that's what he would answer. The Hanamim. Or Potter. Rav Chi Pesach Frank in the Kray Kodesh here speaks on this. He says, the same Kasha. He says, Gamal Etzem Anochash of Sam and Rosh, Achiv Tzins Musof and Toloi, Achiv and Nesinus Matzis Hashekel. Eish Cholkim Dagor Rav Yitzchak Chokon, Dagor Rav Yitzchak Chokon, Achiv Rein Kapar HaKarbonis Tluya Mishtatus Mishkol. Whereas, women of Potter a part of Musaf because they get the kapara. Shafet p'tur mitzvah shkol was kabrim karbonas atzibur. Raim ben Bukhri is really kol kol sheshokol enu chotei. What did sheshlovim p'tur mishkol? See kol over on pekudim. Levim lo hayu nimnim. They weren't part of the minyan. He kohadim levim p'tur mitzvahs musafim. Reb Eli Amar Yimshim ben Chananya shalayim yisham v'tfilas musafim. Rav Yishur Mechanai was a Levi, and he would describe the day how busy they were on Sukkot, and they would say, they went here, and then from the Tfilas HaMusafim. So he, obviously he died in Musaf. Akarach Hashem Yichiv Tfilas Musaf, Tolim Yichiv Mitzvah Tzidus, Atzis HaShekel, Elab HaKapar, Sam Korbonos. Begam HaPtur Mitzvah Shkolim, still Miskaprim, Bechol Korbonos Tzibur. It's still part of the Tzibur. For partial condolence, a Bobby Shalom. For look at the Bechel of Kodim is capable of the head yard reader, and we say you have Nimi, etc. For remover the Nam Noshim Lo, Schaivu Mishkolim, we can welcome B'nai Kapara, the Seer Nidu, Avshah Kulam Boy, Mitchum as Halish. So most Achron, we think the whole thing is, but Rabbi Akiva Eger, okay, most Rabbi Akiva Eger helps him from this far. He held from the Masami Rosh Hashanah. He held that if you potter from Machtes or Shekel, then you potter from Musaf. So what would he say, Rabbi Akiva Eger? I mean, others disagree, but what would Rabbi Akiva Eger say? Yerachanami? Larry? That's what he would say? Yerachanami? It's hard to believe. Or he'd say, we don't pass in like the Shita that Kohanim are potter from Matzis HaShechem. And then there's two opinions in the Poskim, whether the Mishnah says cotton. Does it mean bar mitzvah or does it mean 20? So if you hold it, it's bar mitzvah. So then it's bar mitzvah. What can that be? If it's cut. So in other words, it could be you could answer each case. And the Kohanim, that's one shita. It's not all the shitas. But by Noshim, everyone agrees that Noshim made a shokus. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger would still hold his guns. And he hold women apart from Musaf.
So why can't we use just like certain things of women of Ein Hayud Oto Hanis? So the same thing with Korbanis Tzibur, that Korbanis Tzibur is above that.
Yeah, so that's what the other Akronos say. They get kapara, but they didn't participate in the Baptist of Shekel to buy the Korbanos team. So there's no Nais here. Afa Yubayubayu Noros Nais, he's there with a Nais, and there was a Hatzola.
No,
they were part of the
Hatzola. They were part of the Shtab. So here too, that they are also covered by
as far as heaven has gotten kapara, but yeah. maybe that's not enough. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, most shitas don't hold. But I'm just defending Rabbi Kivega. Because you want to say the son of Rosh is a forgery, you know, so that's it. But Rabbi Kivega, yeah. I mean, Rabbi Kivenga, even if it's a forgery, if he thinks the svar is right, the svar is right. Doesn't mean just because it's a forgery, doesn't mean it's the svar is wrong.
Oh,
right. Okay, so that's the story. So, okay, so that's Yeah, have a good yarn.
Sorry.
You gonna be in Brooklyn or on the West Side?
On the West Side.
West Side for sure. Get Sky Born. Sky Psius. Okay, so Rabbi, So tonight we discussed the right before Shavuos, the Kabbalah Torah, the Kabbalah Targag Mitzvahs. So we have to do all the time. I mean, that's the, I'll tell you a word from the Beis Shmuel Achron. It says like this. It says where it says at Shabbos that a prospective ger, came to Hillel. And he said, teach me the whole Torah on Regalachas. So Shammai, first he came to Shammai. Shammai had no patience then. Hillel said, "Alecha sani lechavercha lo sani idach zil gemor." So what's the pshat? What does it mean, regalachas? So the Beis Shmuel Achron means that he says, we have tayig mitzvahs, and every yid is mechuyev to do all the tayig mitzvahs. You don't do all your tag mitzvahs, then you have to come back to this world. After you know, you're going to grab a gilgul. You're going to come back to this world. But no one wants to come back to this world. After the person is in, you know, lived this life and then he went to the Olam Ha'emes, so he doesn't have to come back. So he says, I'll become a ger if I can do it on one shot. I come to this world and I'll put my time in. And then but I shouldn't have to come back a second time. So Shammai said impossible, because no one can do everything. If you're a kohen, you're not a levi, and if you're a levi, you're not a melech, and you're not a this. So you can't do everything. So what was this? So Shimon said, no, you could. What's the pshat? Because if you're part of the tzibur, so that anything you do counts for the rest of the tzibur. Anything they do counts for you, because it's one chativa. So he says. So if you hold the lecha sadid chavecha lo savid, that you have to lecha kamocha, so then you're part of the community. So then everything that you do and everything they do all count together, and as a tzibur, you'll be able to do it. And that's the first thing. The idach zil gavur means that they learn. There was anything in mitzvah that you can't do if you learn the halakhas of that mitzvah is ki ilukiyim. So that was Hillel's response. So that's why Matan Torah, the Torah says in the Chumash Devarim a couple of times, called Yom HaKol. Yom HaKol. It's because Klal Yisrael is one kehila. And then, but on the other hand, the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, Shakeni Mishikos Piyu, that every mitzvah, everyone had a separate Kabbalah. So that's what the Berach Moshe writes. That in Matan Torah, there was a Kabbalah Hayachid of every Yachid, and there was the Kabbalah HaTzibur of the whole Klal. And that's the Tayag Mitzvah. So sometimes Tayag Mitzvah is going to be a steer because if you don't have enough money, so that's the whole discussion of Kadima. Should the Chovas HaGuf be called them? Should the Tadir be called them? Should all these things go? Okay, so we should be Zoicha in the Kabbalah Satora of Maimon HaSinai and the days of Sphira all counting up to this moment. And the Kolbo says that the reason is the earliest, from Gedalia Oberlin to point out, that the earliest source of having Macholei Cholov on Shavuos is in the Kolbo. And the Kolbo says, because the Pasuk says that the Vash V'Cholov Tachas L'Shoinich, that the Torah is sweet. It's sweet like Vash. And that's what the Degel Machan Ephraim says. What does it mean that Klal Yisrael Oberchu B'Torah Tchila? It means they didn't say the Bracha of the Harevda, first Bracha. Because that's the only mitzvah of the Torah that we make a Bracha that it should be sweet, Harevda. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zochet, we have a Kabbalah Satorah and Shavuos, should be Varevna, just like the cheesecake is sweet, so to the mitzvahs of Torah, we should be able to be Kayim, as many as mitzvahs as we can, as a Yochim, and anything we can't, to be Mashlim, as the Chalik of the Chalik of Tzibor, and the Chalik of Liman HaTorah. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.
I should kind of get Shabbos and get down to Rabbi Simon. Thank you, son.
Okay, you got it.
Shabbos, Gigantif. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Shkoyach, good to see you.
Rabbi Simon, just a quick question. Is duchening a chelik of davening?
Chelik of davening?
Yeah, a chelik of tefillas mezuzah, the way that we have the minig, the musaf. It's duchening a chelik, meaning if the kahanim are putter from musaf, how can they duchen? If that's a chelik,
that's a good. In other words, you want to say if you want to say they're putter from musaf, then how can they? Yeah, okay, that's a good question. Okay, I'll think about that. Okay, a good tanach.
A good tanach, a wonderful yom.